And we go directly to our IntelliSystems phone and welcome in Larry Rudwick. Larry, the business tune-up guy, a business coach and advisor on the web at businesstuneups.com. Larry, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Great, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day around here, and I guess you and everybody else on the East Coast are bracing just a little bit, huh?
We are. Monday evening should be a wonderful way to potentially be out of power and and snuggle up with my honey.
Just batten down the hatches, because we don't want to, you know, call next month and find out that you're now Larry the remodeling guy. Okay? All right, your expertise is as a business coach, a business advisor, and it's coming up on that time of the year. I remarked to John yesterday, we're 2 months from Christmas. By gosh, 2 months from today, Christmas is over. And that's the time of year when businesses seem to get into their employee reviews, as employees want to have pay raises or at least compensation adjustments for the first of the year. That's how businesses usually budget it. And you've got some tips beginning this month and continuing next month in the Buzz on Biz monthly newspaper, how to review an employee. This is part one and the first three of six steps in conducting a worthwhile employee review.
And one thing I want to add is this process can be used when you're dealing with working with other people, even your spouse. These same six steps can be modified and actually can improve your marriage.
Let me know how that works out for you, Larry.
It's working pretty good for me.
There you go. And he may be conducting a review.
So you've passed all of her reviews.
And vice versa.
All right. Take us to step one.
Step one is to start off on a positive note.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Larry, I'm backing you up already. Run through the top six. Just run through the six steps, and then we'll break them all down so folks get an idea of how it's going to flow.
The first step is talking about the positives. It's always good to start with a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
The second step is go right into the challenges or the problem areas. The third step is to talk about other things that are neutral, neither positive nor negative, but worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth step is to ask and answer questions. The fifth step is to, of course, create goals. And the sixth step is to discuss, in the case of employees, compensation.
And you want to take those in that particular order where you open up the meeting discussing the positives, and that's step one.
This is the order that works out the best. Typically, you want to talk about money last. That's a general rule.
And you like to begin a meeting on a positive note.
And you want to start on a positive note and hopefully end on a positive note.
How much of this is a discussion, Larry, and how much of this is just coming from the boss?
The whole thing should be a discussion,
okay.
And that's key. In fact, this is getting communications to work really well between the two people and not completely focusing on the employee, but focusing on how the employee relates to the company. So with the company goals in mind, make it really clear how the employee is kind of a cog in the whole organization, what his or her part is and how it, and why it is important.
All right, so we start out with the positives, and including in that, like you said, why the employee is important and such, and then just move directly into the problem areas.
Yeah, the problem areas would come second. Basically,
how important, or is it important, to approach the problem areas from some sort of a positive attitude?
That's the key. In fact, where a lot of relationships go down and become destructive and end, potentially, is when you're focusing on negatives. How you focus on the negative makes all the difference. If you take the old-style method of saying, okay, I'm the boss, and you did that wrong,
mm-hmm.
and shame on you, well, shame on the boss if you take that approach. The key is, if the employee has the right attitude and the right skills to do the job properly, and the job isn't done quite properly, we've got to figure out why. What went wrong? Maybe the employee was unclear. Maybe there were some communication problems as to what he was supposed to do, and maybe that was really what the problem was. Maybe it was the company's problem based on poor communications. That is often the case. That is why communications is key.
Now, we're talking with Larry Rudwick, business coach, and real quickly, Larry, because I want to make sure we have enough time to get through all three of these. Some managers, and especially first-time supervisors, are not comfortable discussing the negatives. What's the downside of that?
Once again, if you haven't been trained to be to do reviews, you may be in the position, you may be called a manager, you may be a manager, but doing reviews really well, it's really important, and it's not done really well by many managers. And the thing is, if you avoid talking about the problem areas or sugarcoat it and kind of bury it under the carpet. The employee is not given the opportunity to know what needs to be changed, which is a lose-lose. The employee can't benefit from not knowing what he could be doing better, and the company is obviously going to lose by having an employee that's not performing the way he could.
All right, it's Larry Rudwick, our business coach. Larry, the business tune-ups guy, on the web at businesstuneups.com, -8tuneups. And, of course, you can read the first three steps of how to review an employee in this month's Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper, page 27 it is. Also posted online at buzzon.biz and at businesstuneups.com.